Rhonda Thomas, VP speaking.
Hi, this is Melissa Eddington calling because Chrissy don't feel like being bothered with right now, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to do my work, and you know, and everything, and she doesn't feel like getting up, being bothered with. And I told her I can't with her. Yes.
Oh, she just called. She said that you were fine with coming back tonight at 4. That's not true?
Yes. No, yes. I'm just calling on my part or whatever. But okay. I'm saying if I can pick up somebody like right now, you know what I'm saying? Can I? Because, you know, she's already being wishy-washy, and you wanted me to come to work, and I'm trying to come to work, and you already trying to mess with my money. I called yesterday.
I got you. No, I understand. Listen, do you know how to go in the portal to pick up hours?
Yes.
Go in the portal and see if anything is available for you to pick up right now.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted. Okay. So if I pick up right now, do I have to go to her later or...
Well, see, that's just
for her for the assignment.
Yeah, so once you told her you would come back at 4 o'clock, then yes.
Okay. Well, that's no problem. That's her, you know what I'm saying? That's gas.
Has she done that before?
No, ever since yesterday, you know, she's already, like, throwing hints, like, there's going to be some days... You know, I don't feel like being bothered, which is fine. But let me know in advance. I talk to her, like, every day. So you know how you're going to be in the morning if you already like that at nighttime.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? At least let me know so I don't have to get ready. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to come to work.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll get a clarification for her, for you, because I know how it is getting up, getting ready for work, going to get that bread. So we'll call her and get a clarification on her schedule because she can't be flip-flopping and, you know,
yeah,
to her care anyway. So we'll get that clarified for you as well as her.
Okay.
And get a
schedule. You know, I know she has problems with her hands and stuff, so she can't pick up nothing and do certain things. And I get that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm there to help. To assist. But you're not going to have me in no basement because you had a flood and you want me to pick up all these wet, mildewy clothes and things.
No.
Am I supposed to do that?
No, absolutely not.
Did you look at what her plate outlook for you in a little
No,
bit?
Because she doesn't have
that.
Her binder.
Okay.
She doesn't
look
have her binder.
Only go for your ADLs. The ADLs is what's listed on what you're supposed to do. Don't go outside of that.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because she doesn't have her binder, and I keep telling her, hey, you have to have your binder or I will get in trouble, and I ain't getting in trouble because of you.
What she do? We got to get her a new binder?
Yes, I called yesterday, yes, and I kept it, you know.
Okay, so Margaret will be getting her a new binder.
Okay, just so I know, like, what all, you know, just, you know, to be on the same side, you know, just in case y'all, one of y'all do pop up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get in trouble. I just started.
Okay, I got you. I understand. I appreciate you. So we're going to take care of it as soon as Rachel step in.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have
you
a good day. Rest of your day.
Mm-hmm. You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.